Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. My purpose is to encourage others as I live from day to day. Praise God. The Lord gave me, told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. So I'm encouraged on today with this broadcast. God gave it. And I am doing the things that He has given me to do. He has anointed me, praise God, to share the good news. And the good news is Jesus is alive and He is well. So I am living my journey of purpose to spread the good news. Spread the good news. And don't we need to hear some good news? We hear of all the terrible things that's going on in our country, in the land. Oh, but praise God, there's good news. There's good news. I want you to know and hear about Jesus, and that He is passing out blessings on today. Whatever you need, we sing that song, God's got it. Oh, praise God. Can we believe it? Praise the Lord on today. Amen. And we thank God. We thank God today for the broadcast to be able to encourage somebody on God's program on today. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. That's my journey. That's my journey. That's my encouragement, is to practice living what God has said, what God has given in His Word. I believe that the Word is alive. It's alive. He said He became the Word. He became the Word, praise God, and I believe the Word. And I practice the God habit. You know, a lot of times we have a lot of bad habits, but we can get rid of those bad habits if we practice living the Word and develop good habits, living habits, the Word habit, living what God has said in His Word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. And today, Wednesday, and this is Recover All Wednesday in my daily devotional. Praise God. I did a daily devotional for 2019, and one of the days is Wednesday, Recover All Wednesday to talk about gave me to do this live broadcast. And so for the last few years, I've been doing just that, to encourage you and you and you and you and myself. Praise God in the Lord. Amen. So today we're going to talk about, we are living sacrifices unto God. We are living sacrifices unto God. So let us pray, and then we will get into this topic talking about, we are living sacrifices unto God. What about you? Are you a living sacrifice unto God? Well, let's pray, and then we'll come back and get into that. Gracious Father, on today, on this Wednesday, this Recover All Wednesday, and we do, God, we want to recover all. And the way that we do it is through your word. You sent your word to heal, to deliver us, to set us free, God. And we thank you for your living word, God, on the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would anoint us and that you would bless us as we talk about your word on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And as you give it, God, to encourage the hearts, to encourage the souls of your people, God, everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you know what everyone stands in the need of, God. And Father, we know that you are a supplier of every need, God. There is no need that you can't supply. Nothing is too hard or too difficult for you to do, God. No challenge is too great for you, God, that you can't do it, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. You said in Mark 11 and 24, if we would whatsoever we desire, that when we pray, believe right then, while we're praying, what we're asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would do it right now. You are right now, God, and we thank you for that, God. We ask that you would go in the nursing homes, go in the hospitals, oh God. Amen. And touch your people, God. Touch the minds today, God, and regularly go in your churches, oh God, that revivals break out, God, in the name of Jesus, that we go back to being led by you, God, the Holy Spirit in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we magnify you, bless your people everywhere, your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your deacons, your missionaries, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, your musicians, God. Let them play, God, let them play, God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, pray, God. Thank you, Lord, in worship and praise to you. And we thank you for it now, God. We thank you for all things, our children, our families, oh God. For we know that you are about families. You love families, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Give us how, God, to be good leaders in our families, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you've already done, what you're doing right now, and God, what you're going to do. And we thank you. And you said if we would acknowledge you, and we do, in all of our ways and our doing, that you would direct us. We thank you for direction on this Wednesday, on this broadcast, God. Have your mighty way, God. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it now. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. We thank God for who he is. Thank God for what he's doing on today in our lives. We are encouraged in the Lord to go on. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to see what the end is going to be. And we praise God for it right now. So today we are talking about, we are living sacrifices unto God. Praise God. And I thank God for that. And if you would like to be a part of my broadcast, you can do that. You can email me at mgreen6018@yahoo.in. If you have an event and you would love for me to come and encourage the people where you are, you can also email me at that mgreen6018@yahoo.in. If you would like to check out my ministry, check out my books, you can go to my website at mgreen6018@fabulousfreshtouch.com. And you can check me out there. My books, you can click on the books and they'll take you directly to Amazon.com, and you can purchase the books through there. Or if you would just like to, I think they have a reading. I have a giveaway on one of my latest books, Dressing in God's Designer Word. And we know that if there's ever a time we need to dress in God's Word, it is now. There is so much that's going on in the land, and we need to dress in God's word. Praise God, our armor. Praise God. There's no other dress like the word of God. Praise God. So our subject today, we are talking about, we are living sacrifices unto God. And we are talking from Romans 12 and 1. Praise God. And Romans 12 and 1 tells us that, praise God, said, therefore, I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, his favor, to offer, to exhibit your bodies as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. You know, anything that's dead, you bury it. Even the, we have funerals to bury our dead. But anything that's dead, it's buried. And God don't want anything dead. He's a lively stone. He said he wants lively stones. The word is living. Praise God. He's living. And he even told them that let the dead bury the dead. So he wants living examples. He don't want us sharing dead stuff. You know, he wants us to be lively stones. Lively stones. Don't nobody want to hear nothing about nothing that's dead. They don't want to even hear from the dead. I don't want the dead to visit me. Praise God. So God wants us to be lively, lively stones. So he said that we are to present our bodies as living, a living sacrifice unto God. And he said that holy, he want us to be holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God is a holy God, and he wants a holy people. Praise God. And then he says that, and do things that are pleasing to God, grateful. We want to be grateful to God. So he wants us to do those things, and we want to do things that are pleasing to God, don't we? And he says that this is our spiritual service, which is our reasonable service unto God for worship. It's our spiritual way of worshiping God. Praise God. We are living sacrifices unto God. So we should do those things, present those things, present our lives as living. Praise God. Don't nobody want to hear, like I said, from the dead. We want to hear from the living. And God is alive and well in our lives. So we want to give him a service. We want to praise him. Deuteronomy 14 and 2 says, for you are a holy people, belonging to the Lord, your God. The Lord has chosen you. He's chosen you and you to be his prized possession and out of all the people on the face of the earth. His prized possession. He said that we are a peculiar people. Praise God. Unique. A unique people. Praise God. So God has chosen us. So we want to present our lives. We want to walk in the light. Walk in the light. This beautiful light. And share with others about the goodness of God. So that they too would want to come and taste and see. Have you tasted and you saw how good God is? Are you still tasting? How long have you been in here tasting? Praise God. And you know for yourself, you know for a fact that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So we are his prized possession. Oh, praise God. Then Romans 6 and 13 says, present yourselves to God and those who have been bought from death to life. Are you alive? Have you been brought from death to life? Did you come out of Egypt? Oh, praise God. Are you still in Egypt? Or did you go back to Egypt? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, but God wants us to present ourselves to him as those who have been brought from death to life and present the parts of our bodies to him as instruments of righteousness. So we want to live a right life, pleasing unto our God. The things that we do, we want God to be pleased with them, pleased with us. Ephesians 4 and 1 says, as a prisoner in the Lord, then I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you have received. Have you received a call from the Lord? Praise God. Then you want to do it with all of your might. With everything within you, you should live in such a way that at the end of the day, you should be tired from living, not from working, but from living all day long. Praise God. We should be giving God our very best, not our leftovers, but our very best. Praise God. So when we witness, when we share with others, and whatever we do, it should be from giving our very best. Because look what Daddy did. God gave his very best. His only son. So we should be prisoners of the Lord. Praise God. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. So we are living sacrifices unto God. And we want to continue to do that, to lift up the name of Jesus, to share him everywhere we go, telling others about how good God is to us, how he continues to heal in our families, continues to renew our minds. Amen, amen. I love Romans 2 talking about the renewing of our minds, and daily. We have to do it daily. We can't do it once a week and then think that that's good enough. We can't do it once a month and think that that is good enough. Go to church when? Once every blue moon, and we still claim that we're Christians. Oh my God. What about our relationship with God? What about the upkeep of our relationship? He said, forget not to assemble ourselves together with our brothers and our sisters so that we can hear their testimony, they hear our testimony, and be encouraged in the Lord. We need to stay encouraged while it is called today. Praise God, for we don't know the time, the hour that the Lord is coming back for us. But we do want to be ready, because all of our goals is to go to heaven. Nobody wants to be left out or go to hell. No, they don't even talk about hell anymore as when how they used to talk about. That's a place that we do not want to go. It's not a place where I want to spend eternity. So are we working on our eternity clothes? Are we working on our eternity wear? Praise God. Because it's not going to be these old clothes that we wear here. We're going to leave this stuff. We're going to leave all of it. It's going to be left behind. Our homes, whatever our earthly treasures are, they're going to be left. So are we working on our eternal outfits that we're going to wear, our eternal clothes that we're going to wear in glory? Praise God. We need to think about those things and start preparing for our heavenly home. Preparing. Where will I spend eternity? We are living sacrifices unto God. And so we should be living our lives that way. Now, preparing for our heavenly home. Psalm 69:30-31 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the Lord. So that's what we ought to spend our times living, with a song in our heart. Always should be a song to God, praising and magnifying him for what he has already done, what he is doing, and what he is going to do in our lives. I lift him up. I praise your holy name, God. I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. We are living sacrifices unto God. Nobody wants to hear always a sad song. Oh, my God, a sad song. Praise God. Sharing the good news about God is a good thing. Is a good thing. As I am sharing here with you on today, the good news about the Lord, that we are living sacrifices unto God. And so we're passing the baton. We're passing the baton on to others about how good God is, so that they can share. We share, and then they can share. They have testimonies. We have testimonies, so we can tell of the goodness of God. So great a cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us that have witnessed how good God is. Praise God. Paul and Peter and all of those that have witnessed, our moms and dads and uncles and aunts and cousins and sisters and brothers. Praise God. That have gone on, that have witnessed, that have experienced the love of God. And here we are today in 2019 and yet sharing, talking about how good, how loving, how wonderful our God is. And we are living sacrifices unto our God. So then we ought to share. We ought to share. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Hosea 14:2 says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. So we are to praise God. We are to praise him because we are living sacrifices unto him. He made a sacrifice for us. He told Daddy, he said, make me a body and I'll go down and I'll redeem man. I'll make this sacrifice for them because of the love that you have for them and the love that I have for them. Praise God. So ought we not, he died for us. Ought we not to live for him? Praise God, as living sacrifices unto God, sharing his goodness, sharing his love, his mercy, and his grace. Thank you, Lord, for he is good to us. So our prayer today for you, for others, praise God, for myself, thank you, Lord. I remember and I was thinking, even on this morning, how that Jesus, he prays for us. He prayed for the disciples. For others, and we want to remember others, praise God, in our prayers. We do a prayer line each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And if you have a prayer request or you would like to join us for prayer, you are welcome. You're welcome. You can to 515-606-5329, and you can join us in prayer with your prayer request. Or if you have a praise report and you want to magnify God with us, you can join us at that number. And then you would 634-812 is the code. And that's from 7:15 and to 7:30, Monday through Friday, each morning. And we are lifting up the name of Jesus. So Romans 12:2 says, and this is our prayer, do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then you will be able to discern what is that good and what's pleasing and the perfect will of God. And 1 Corinthians 5:7-8 says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. Look at that, a new lump. So we want God to take away all those old dead things in our mind. Everything that's dead ought to be buried. So we want to bury it. We want God to take it up and bury it, that we may be living sacrifices unto him. It says that he may be a new son, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Praise God. So until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous Wednesday on today. Bye-bye now.